Every branch that beareth fruit, my Father will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And we know the scripture says that nothing unclean can enter heaven. And we know that we all have need of purification. But disordered self-love is so deeply rooted in us, permeating and affecting even our good works, that God himself must bring about the final purification of the soul, notwithstanding all of the mortifications that we can practice, our best efforts at exercising virtue. Notwithstanding all that, we're not capable by ourselves of purifying our souls to the degree necessary and the degree that God wants for us to have in heaven. And so that's why our Lord says, my Father will purge it. Every branch that beareth fruit, my Father will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That is, God himself is going to bring about the final purification of the soul. And why? That it might bring forth more fruit, that our stars may shine ever more brightly in heaven. That's also why the scripture says, he whom God loveth, he chastiseth. He whom God loveth, he chastiseth. Because he does not want to see us remain in our crippled condition, but he wants to bring about that healing entirely. And just like sometimes bodily healing has to take place by means of taking bitter medicine, so the same thing with the healing of the soul must come about by taking bitter spiritual medicine, namely the trials and difficulties that God sends us, whether it be dryness in prayer, confusion of spirit, misunderstandings, and any other trials that we can think of. For our part, when God does send these trials, we must simply be generous and not turn back, not give up, but we must persevere, continue to go forward, continue to persevere in prayer, persevere in our good works, in fulfilling our duties, in practicing virtue as best as we can. And so if we do our part, God will certainly do his part and bring us to that degree of sanctification that he has destined for each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.